We know that there's a concept called Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona is that if there's a mitzvah that's supposed to be fulfilled through Dibur, so the way to fulfill that mitzvah is either through Dibur or to listen to the person saying the thing as well, right? That's the concept of Shomea Ka'ona. So the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches learns the concept of Shomea Ka'ona from a pasuk in Sefer Malachim. The Navi there is describing how during the tshuva period of Yoshio HaMelech, they found a Sefer Torah. It seemed like they hadn't had access to an authentic Sefer Torah in a very long time. And what happened was the scribe, Shafan, read the Sefer Torah in front of Yoshiyahu. But the Gemara points out that the way the Navi describes it is as if Yoshiyahu was the one who read the Sefer Torah. If you take a look here, source 1, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches says, the second line, Minayin L'Shamea Ka'ona, Dechsev, it says, Es Kol Devrei HaSefer Asher Kara Melech Yehuda. So the Navi says that Melech Yehuda, the king of Yehuda, the Hainu, Yoshiyahu, was the one who read the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, V'chi Yoshiyahu Karan? Was Yoshio the one who read the Sefer Torah? V'alo Shafan Karan. Shafan the scribe was the one who read it, because it says previously, Dechsev V'yikreyu Shafan L'fnei HaMelech. Shafan was the one who read the Sefer Torah. So why does the Navi describe it as if Yoshio was the one who read the Sefer Torah? So the Gemara says, Elamikan L'shamekon. The Gemara says, it must be that here, this is the source, or at least this is, the Navi is describing the halachic reality of Shomea Ka'ona, that since Yoshio listened to the reading from Shafan, it was Ki'ilu, Yoshiyahu read the Sefer Torah. So now this Gemara, Sukkah Lamed Ches, is the source for the concept of Shomea Ka'ona that we know and love. So the question that we're going to discuss tonight is whether Shomea Ka'ona is relevant when it comes to Birchas Kohanim. We know there's a mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. The Mishnah Berurah points out that it's a machlokas. We've shown him exactly who is the mitzvah on. Is the mitzvah on the Kohanim to be mevarich the tzibur? Is the mitzvah also upon the tzibur to be mizbarich, to be blessed by the Kohanim? That's a discussion. But either way, let's assume that the mitzvah is upon the Kohanim. It doesn't really matter what we assume. Let's say you have a Kohen who's a bit lazy. He doesn't want to get up to Duchen. Or let's say he can't get up. You know, let's say he's unable to walk, but he's in shul. And he can't get up to Duchen. So can he fulfill his mitzvah of Duchening, of Nesias Kapayim, through Shomea Ka'ona? He'll listen to the other Kohanim making the bracha and saying the psukim. And through Shomea Ka'ona, he can fulfill his mitzvah of Shomea Ka'ona, just like we have Shomea Ka'ona by other mitzvos as well. Does it apply to Birchas Kohanim, the concept of Shomea Ka'ona?
So the Kohen, instead of saying the words, he listens to the other Kohen and say the words? That's what you're saying?
Exactly. Ah.
I
know, he's going to get a bit lazy. We're discussing Shomea Ka'ona by Birchas Ka'ona. Whether Shomea Ka'ona applies to Birchas Ka'ona. Okay, so this is known as the famous tshuva of Rabbi Tzalel HaKohen Mivilna. Rabbi Tzalel HaKohen was a dayan in Vilna at the end of the 19th century, I think until the beginning of the 20th century. He had a more famous brother, Rabbi Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, who was the editor of the Vilna Shas. But Rabbi Tzalel HaKohen was no slouch himself. He was a dayan in Vilna, and he has tshuvas called Reishis Bikurim. So in his tshuvas Reishis Bikurim, he writes a very, very interesting story. I couldn't find it in the tshuvas, but all the posts can quote it from this Reishis Bikurim. So Rabbi Tzalel HaKohen Mivilna writes that he was visiting a city, a town in Italy, and he noticed there were a bunch of Sfardim, so they were duchening during the week. And he noticed how there were a bunch of Kohanim, but only one Kohen was getting up to Duchen. One Kohen went out to wash his hands, one Kohen went to Duchen, and all the other Kohanim sat down in their place and they didn't get up. And he was bothered. What's going on here? What, you have a bunch of Kohanim present, you know, a bunch of Katzes, or a bunch of Katzes, Kohen Tzedeks. So why don't they get up in Duchen? So they told him, because of Shomea Ka'ona. And he said, wow, what a fascinating idea. I guess that makes a lot of sense. Why shouldn't Shomea Ka'ona apply to Duchening? And he said, that based on that, we can understand the very difficult passage in the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. If you take a look in Source 2, the Mishnah says, Hamafter ben Navi, hu pores al shma v'hu over lefnei ha-teva, v'hu nosei es kapov. So the Mishnah Megillah says that if a person is given the kavod to say maftir, right, he makes the last bracha on the laning and says the haftarah, so he's supposed to get the kavod. We'll skip pores al shma now. We're not going to focus on that. But who over lefnei ha-teva, he davens musaf, which is from the Medina de Gemara. That's the proper practice, that the one who gets maftir is supposed to get to daven musaf. People think that maftir is like one of the biggest kibudim that you can get. Like maftir is very chashav. It's actually pumfakir. Maftir is the least chashav of all the aliyos because it's not really part of the Kriyas HaTorah. Really, there are seven aliyos and a half Torah. The maftir is just the hechetimtza so that we're allowed to read from the half Torah. But really, it's not from the Zion Kruim. It's the least chashav of all of the aliyos, and that's why the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah says that you're supposed to honor the person who gets maftir with leading the tzibor for musaf, because that's supposed to be a kavod. You kind of shtucht him by giving him maftir, so now give him a kavod of saying musaf. But either way, yeah, what were you going to say?
Especially because like, they won't lay their whole aliyah. So the maftir will lay the haftarah. Now it's like, when no one lays anything, at least the maftir gets to lay something.
Okay.
So that's what twitched.
Okay, could be. That's a nice idea. But either way, so the Mishnah Megillah says, but who knows his kapov? This person who got the maftir and is davening musaf, he should be the one to dochen. Who knows his kapov? Meaning, if he's a kohen, he's going to be the one to dochen. So everyone asks, he's going to be the one to dochen? Whichever kohen is present is going to do berchas kohenim. The Mishnah implies that there's one kohen who's going to dochen, and it's the kohen, if he daven musaf, he should be the one to dochen. What's going on here? If there are other kohenim who are present, they should dochen as well. So Rabbi Tzala Kohen says, based on this practice of the this community of Italian Jews, we can understand, because really Shomea Kaona is relevant even by Birchas Kohanim. And therefore, the Mishnah is describing this Kohen is going to be the one to say all the brachos of Birchas Kohanim, and every other Kohen who's present is going to fulfill his mitzvah through Shomea Kaona. Fine and dandy. Beautiful. Okay. Problem is, the Beis HaLevi writes, and it's printed, this comment of the Beis HaLevi is printed at the end of, it's in his Beis HaLevi al Torah, not in his Shuvos. And at the end of Sefer Bereishis, he has some comments about Hanukkah, and then some random comments, a few random comments about various halachos. So in those, what he calls Inyanim Shonim, in these random comments, he says that there was a Chacham Echad, a certain wise man, who suggested that Kohanim can fulfill their mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim through Shomea Ka'ona. And I think, says the Beis HaLevi, it's dead wrong. Why is it dead wrong? Because there's a Gemara that came up in this week's Daf. The Gemara in Source 3, Sota Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara says, Tani Idach. The Gemara is darshing from the words Kosavarchu, a bunch of things, right? The Gemara has like five or six drushos from Kosavarchu. Unclear how we can darshan so many things from Kosavarchu. Not sure. Yeah. But the Gemara does darshan a bunch of things from Kosavarchu. And one of the halachos that the Gemara darshans from Kosavarchu is Bikol Ram. That the dochening should be done Bikol Ram with a loud voice. It should be audible to everyone present. Says the Gemara, O Inu Ela Belachash. Maybe Kosavarchu is actually Belachash, Tam Lomar, and more Lahem, Kosavarchu and more Lahem, the double Lashon is Ka'adam Shomar L'Chaveir, to teach us that it should be like the way you speak to a person. Just like when you speak to a person, you have to be audible for him to hear you. So too, when the Kohanim give the bracha to the Tzibor, they have to be audible to the Tzibor. But there's a din of Kol Ram. There's a din of Kol Ram. Oh. So says the Beis HaLevi, even though there's a concept of Shomea Ka'one in Halacha, but when it comes to Birchas Kohanim, since the din is that the Kohen has to be audible in order to be Yotze his mitzvah through Shomea Ka'one, he's not audible, he's silent. The only Kohen who was audible was the one who was actually saying the brachos. But the Kohanim who were sitting in their seats, who were just listening and trying to be Yosei through Shomea Ka'one, Shkayach, Shomea Ka'one, but where was the Kol Ram?
The other guy did the Kol Ram.
But they weren't Kol Ram.
He did, but the whole thing.
Yeah, we're gonna Steph, we're gonna get to that.
That's so obvious, though.
Oh, wait a second. Okay, so that's the Beis Levi's argument that even though there is a concept of Shomei Ka'ona and Halacha, but here where there's a din of Kol Ram, so only the Kohen who actually said the brachos did it be Kol Ram, but no one else was audible. Even though there's a concept of Shomei Ka'ona, you have to be audible in this case. So what is the machlokas between the Beis HaLevi and we'll call the Shita of the Rabbi Tzalako and the Rishis Bikurim as to whether Kohanim can be Yotzei their mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim with the mechanism, through the mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona? So Steph was already hinting to this lamdis. L'chora, there are two ways to understand the concept of Shomei Ka'ona. And this is really articulated most clearly by the Chaznish. There are two ways to understand the concept of Shomei Ka'ona. Is Shomei Ka'ona to be taken literally? Shomei Ka'ona. If you hear a person say something, right? You hear a person read from the Torah, you hear the person read from the Megillah. It's Ka'ona. It's as if you said it as well. Or is Shomei Ka'ona not literally Ka'ona? It's like a form of Shlichus. Not literally Shlichus, but you're being Yotzei through that person's dibor. By listening and intending to be Yotzei, you are being Yotzei through his dibor. In other words, just like I can appoint the person a shliach to do something on my behalf, so too, when I listen to another person say something, I am being Yotzei through his dibor. It's not as if I said it. Rather, he's the one who said it, but I can fulfill my obligation through his dibor. Everyone hear the two possibilities? Is Shomei Ka'ona, when I listen to someone say something, it's as if I said it as well? Or no, it's not as if I said it as well. Rather, I'm being Yotzei through his recitation of the, whatever it is, the Psukim, the Megillah. Well, Shofar may not be Shomei Ka'ona. Yeah. Shofar is a discussion whether Shomei Ka'ona, but definitely Megillah and Kriya Sator, we'll assume for now. Okay. Yeah, everyone here, the two tzadim? So lechora, if you assume that Shomei Ka'ona is the first way, that's as if I said it, right? So then we can understand the Beis HaLevi's argument. Why? Because says the Beis HaLevi, when you listen to, when the Kohen is sitting in his chair, and he's listening to the other Kohen standing on the bima Dochem, it's as if he said it. But did he say it out loud? Did he say it in an audible way? He said it, but he didn't say it in a kol ram. He didn't say it in an audible way. And the din by Birchas Kohanim is, even if you say something, you have to say it in an audible way. So when it comes to other mitzvos, let's say Kriyas Megillah or Kriyas HaTorah, where the mitzvah just is the Kriya, so there you can, it's as if you read it, but you weren't audible, that's okay, because you don't have to be audible. But when it comes to Birchas Kohanim, since Shomei Ka'ona is as if you said it, but you have to say it in an audible way. So the Kohen who's sitting in his chair, sitting back and relaxing, listening to other Kohen who's on the Bima Duchening, so the problem is, even if it's as if he said it, he didn't say it B'Kol Ram. That's what the Beis HaLevi is assuming. However, the Rishis Bikurim, Rabbi Tzalal Kohen, is assuming that no, Shomei Ka'ona is not as if you said it. Rather, you're being Yotzei through the other person's dibor. So now, when you have the Kohen who's sitting in his chair, listening to the other Kohen who is duchening on the bima, so he's being Yotzei through his dibor, and the Kohen who actually made the brachos said it b'kol ram. That's what you were saying beforehand. He said it b'kol ram. So, meaning because it's like a form of shlichus, I'm being Yotzei through his bracha. So since that Kohen who actually said it b'kol ram, and I'm being Yotzei through his bracha, that's why Shomei Ka'ona could be relevant even by Birchas Kohanim. That's how the Chazanish explains this machlokas between the Rishis Bikurim and the Chazanish. It depends how you understand Shomei Ka'ona. Is Shomei Ka'ona as if I said it? Not that I'm being Yotzei through his dibor. It's as if I said it, Shomei Ka'ona, as if I actually said it. Or no, Shomei Ka'ona is not as if I actually said it. I didn't actually say it. But it's like Shlichus. I'm being Yotzei through his dibor, and therefore, whatever he said or did, I can be yotze through those actions. That is the chakira, and what we'll see for the rest of
the... it's like I said it the way he said it. He said it b'kol ram, I said it b'kol ram.
He didn't say b'kol ram.
He said it b'kol ram.
He said it b'kol ram. You didn't say b'kol ram.
You didn't say anything.
Exactly. That's the problem.
It's as if you said it. Well, you did it. So once you say, you didn't say something, but it's as if you said it, I can say, you didn't say it loud, but it's as if you said it loud.
You didn't say it loud. There's a, then
you
have to be audible.
Didn't say anything either.
Al pi halacha, we treat your shmia as dibur. We don't treat it as dibur b'kol ram.
Okay. It's just, for me, it's...
Excellent. Yes, we will get to that in a few sources.
What location, though?
What was that?
Or your location. If your shmei kohen, your location. It's as if you set up your seat. It's like if they sit next to the kohen. So he sat next to me. Shmei kohen is him saying wrong. I'm here, but I'm in my seat. Shmei kohen's not going to help me. I'm still only in my seat. I'm not on the right. I'm not facing the congregation.
Okay, good point. So maybe my illustration of the case was not a good illustration. Maybe you'll have to position yourself in a way. Potentially. So it may depend on this chakira. It may depend on this chakira. Because
what you're saying, what are we talking about here? The kohen has an obligation to go up. If you don't go up, you're over. No, you're over an asay.
Okay, so let's say he goes up. Maybe I
was just wondering.
Yeah, so maybe you go up and you're just sitting there. You don't have the koach to stand up.
You have a sore throat.
You have a sore throat. Yeah, that's very common. Or you don't know. You didn't read the chart how you're supposed to wave your hands.
Why they're not colorful? That's the opposite of what you're supposed to do. You take off the shoes so people don't look at... No, isn't that why? Why do you take off the shoes?
Take off, it's 2 days in the Gemara. Why take off the shoes?
I thought it's they don't.
It's two opinions in the Gemara.
Shoes are dirty.
Yeah, so either dirty or because of concern, you may tie your shoelace, and then you're going to miss duchening, and it's going to lead to
something with the congregation being distracted.
Yeah, because
the dirt on the shoe.
Right. So if you're wearing fancy socks with colors and Star Trek,
that's also with the hands. That's why we cover the hands.
But if the hands are on the socks, then it's luckily okay.
Hey, Baruch,
it helps other Kohen. Because what to do.
Okay. Right. Chaim, you're going to... Thousands of people listen to this show on YU Torah, so I'm just letting you know, and everyone knows you have Star Trek socks. Okay. Okay. So what we'll see for the rest of the shiur tonight is there seem to be a bunch of disputes in the poskim that seem to depend on this question of how to understand Shomei HaKona. So let's start off with source 4. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that a blind person, a Summa, cannot read from the Sefer Torah. Why not? Because since he can't see, all the psukim that he's going to say are Baal Peh, and there's a prohibition of saying psukim Baal Peh. Dvarim Shebe, it's the Gemara Meseches Gittin, I believe. Dvarim Shebe Chsav, Yata Rashai L'Omrim Baal Peh. That you're not allowed to say psukim Baal Peh, and really Dvarim Shebe Baal Peh, you're not allowed to say Bechsav. That's what the Gemara says, that even though the Torah Shebe Baal Peh was not supposed to be written down, but because of Eis Lasos Lashem Heferes Osech, they had to write the Torah Shebaal Peh down. But Lamaisa Dvarim Shebichsav Psukim from the Torah, you're not supposed to say Baal Peh. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Yisuma is not supposed to read from the Sefer Torah. Says the Rama though, Maril Kasov the Achshav Kari Suma Kemosh Anu Makrin B'Torah La'am Aretz. The Rama quotes the Maril and says that our practice is that since we have a person who is designated to lane, even someone from the Silver family or someone else. So you can have a Summa or an Amma Arts, meaning a person who doesn't have the ability to actually lane, since we have a designated Bal Kore and we have other people get Aliyah, so you can have a Summa or an Amma Arts get an Aliyah, even though they can't lane. Now, the Rama does write, the Shulchan Aruch writes later on in Sim Kuf Mem Aleph, that L'chatchila, it's proper for a person to try to lane alongside the Baal Kori, if they're able to, in a non-audible way, as to not distract the Baal Kori, and that people only hear the Baal Kori. But it's proper L'chatchila for the brachos that a person should try to lane alongside. But if a person can't, the minig is that nevertheless you're allowed to give the person the Aliyah. What was that?
The COVID, so during COVID, they got an Aliyah. Guys, stand 20 feet away, couldn't see the Torah, but they rely on the sheep to that. You don't actually have to.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and this is how the Taz paskins. Now, the Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Tshuvas She'ilas Yaivitz, asks on this Shita of the Taz and the Ramah that a Suma is allowed to get an Aliyah even though he's not going to be laning. How have we solved the problem? How have we solved the problem in the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch said that a Suma is not allowed to get an Aliyah. Why? Because originally, before we had the practice of having an official Baal Kore, because he would be saying Psukim Baal Peh. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, when you have a Suma, when you have a blind person who is getting an Aliyah, even if he's not laning from the Sefer Torah, the reason he's allowed to make a bracha is because of Shomea Ka'ona. And now, when the Suma is listening to the Baal Kore lane, and he's being Yose through Shomea Ka'ona, he's saying Psukim without seeing, without reading from the Sefer Torah. So, because of Shomea Ka'ona, it's as if he's saying Psukim, but now he's saying Psukim Baal Peh. He's not literally saying the Psukim, but through the mechanism of Shomea Ka'ona, he's saying Psukim Baal Peh, because he's not able to see the Sefer Torah. Bishlama, the Am Ha'aretz, even though he's not able to say the Psukim, but through Shomea Ka'ona and reading the words, looking at the Sefer Torah, it's as if he's saying it from the text of the Sefer Torah. But the Suma, the blind person, is as if he's saying the words of the Psukim, but he's not actually reading it from the text of the Torah, so it's a violation of the din of Darim Shebichsav. You're not allowed to say Baal Peh. That's the question of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank in a tshuva, in Tshuvas Har Tzvi, he was the famed Rav of Yerushalayim in the early to mid 1900s. So in his Tshuvas Har Tzvi, he quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and he points out Rabbi Yaakov Emden is obviously assuming that Shomei Ka'one is one side of the Chakira. Which side?
You said it as well.
Exactly.
You said it.
Exactly. Rabbi Yaakov Emden is assuming, the Yaivitz is assuming that Shomei Ka'one is as if you said it. It's as if you said it. It's not that you were being Yose through the Dibor of the Baal Kore. It's as if the person who's getting the Aliyah is actually saying it. And that's why he says it's a problem, because you have this blind person, the Suma, who's getting the Aliyah. And now he's saying, it's Ki'ilu, he's saying the words of the Torah, but he's saying them Baal Peh. So obviously the pushback to the Yaivitz, what the Ramah and the Taz must be assuming, is that no, Shomei Ka'ona doesn't mean that the blind person, the person getting the Aliyah, is as if he's saying the words alongside the Baal Kore. It's that through listening, he's being Yotze through the Dibor, through the Kriya of the Baal Kore. So there's no problem of Dvarim Shebichsav, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh, because he's not actually saying the Psukim. We don't say that it's Ki'ilu he's saying the Psukim. We say that it's he's being Yotze through the Baal Kore's Kriya of the Torah, and the Baal Kore is reading it from the Sefer Torah. So that's obviously the pushback to the Yaivitz, to Rabbi Yaakov Emden. That's what the Ramah and the Taz are assuming.
If I can't, so we're saying, if you say it's through Shlichus.
So it's not really Shlichus. That's going to be the answer to your question. Even though, I'll just to be fair, there is a comment of Rabbeinu Yonah, I believe, in Maseches Brachos, where he seems to say that Shomea Ka'ona is similar. He compares it to Shlichus Adam Kamoso. The postum say it's Lav Dafka. It's not really through the mechanism of Shlichus.
Because if it was, then you wouldn't be able to do something for me that I couldn't do for myself.
Correct. Right. Correct.
How do we know that? I just know that.
Did you learn Nazir? Or Kiddushin? Were you here for Nazir?
I've learned a little bit of both.
Or Nadarim. We spoke about that. That through Shlichus you can only do something. We definitely don't do nothing.
What did you say?
Right?
I don't remember what you said.
I said,
You can't hear for Shlichus or something.
Yeah, well, that was very good. That was in the Darn. That was way back when in the Darn. When we spoke about Shlichus, it was very good. The Rosh and the Ksais. Excellent. Yeah.
We spoke
about that more recently when it comes to Hafrash Eschala, remember, with the Taisus in Maseches Nazir, with the Trumas Edeshin, way back when, beginning of Nazir.
Yeah.
Whatever, that's a svar that. Okay.
Is there a concept of Shomea Ka'ona for somebody that's deaf?
No.
They just can't.
There's no Shomea, there's no Shmia.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
Right. That's a discussion in terms of, we spoke about on Shabbos with hearing aids, whether you're allowed to use, whether hearing aids are, can be a way to solve that issue. If a person naturally can't hear, but through some technology they're able to hear or able to see, how do we treat that in halacha? That's a major discussion. Wow. The post can, very important discussion. But either way, So Rabbi Yaakov Emden seems to be assuming, like the Beis Halevi, that Shomea Ka'one is as if you're saying it, and that's why he's bothered by this question of how could it be that a sum is allowed to get an aliyah? It's as if he's saying the psukim, not from the Sefer Torah. It's as if he's saying it ba'al peh. The problem with this understanding of the Beis Halevi and Rabbi Yaakov Emden is we know that there's a halacha when it comes to Mikra Megillah, that the Megillah has to be read mitoch haksaf. Right? If you take a look in source 6, the Mishnah says, Hakor's Megillah Mafrei lo yatza, kara al peh lo yatza. If a person reads the Megillah ba'al peh, they're not yotze. The reading of the Megillah has to be mitoch haksav. Now, we know that our minug is that you have one person who leans from the Megillah, and everyone else is yotze through Shomea Ka'ona. Yeah? So according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, where the din of Mikra Megillah needs to be that you're reading it mitoch haksav, and seemingly we're being yose through the din of Shomea Ka'one, so you have a problem. Because all of us who are listening, unless you're holding on to a Megillah, right? But not everyone has the minug to hold on to a Kasher Megillah. Most people are holding a Chumash of some sort. So that's a problem, because now you're being yose, but it's Ki'ilu, you're reading it not Mitoch Aksav. You're reading it from your Chumash, and you're not reading it from a Kasher Megillah. So how can you be yose your mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? You have to read the Megillah Mitoch Haksav, and through Shomea Ka'one, it's as if you're reading it, but if you don't have a Kosher Megillah in front of you, it's like you're reading it from a non-Kosher Megillah. So you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Mitoch Haksav. That's the question that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank asks on this Shita of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So he says that what Rabbi Yaakov Emden must be assuming is he's taking a stand on a major machlokas as to what the nature of Mikra Megillah is, and we're not going to focus so much on this, but it's yadua that there are two ways to understand the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Is the mitzvah Kriya Samegillah, or is the mitzvah Shmiya Samegillah? Is the mitzvah that everyone should read from the Megillah, but you can be yotzei your mitzvah through listening to someone else read, it's as if you read the Megillah? Or is the mitzvah, no, Shmiya Samegillah? As long as I hear someone reading from a Kasher Megillah, through my Shmiya, I'll be yotze. Similar to the discussion about shofar. Is the mitzvah of shofar blowing the shofar, or is the mitzvah hearing a shofar blown? That's a big machlokas rishonim. So too when it comes to Mikra Megillah, that seems to be a machlokas rishonim, how to understand the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Is the mitzvah kriyasa Megillah, and through Shomea Ka'ones Kilu, you're reading the Megillah? Or is the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah really Shmias HaMegillah? And as long as I hear the Megillah from a person reading it from a Kasher Megillah, I can be Yotze. So says Ritzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi, what Rabbi Yaakov Emden must be assuming is that when it comes to Mikra Megillah, you really don't have to come on to Shomea Ka'one, because the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah really is just Shmia. As long as I hear a person reading the Megillah, we don't have to say, oh, it's Ki'ilu, I read the Megillah inside, because the problem is I'm not holding a Kasher Megillah. When it comes to so the pashup shah when it comes to shofar is the mitzvah shmiya.
Well, the shmoa.
There's a difficult rabbi new time. The shmoa called shofar. Yeah, exactly.
Megillah says
Ashek
Lishan Lekros Megillah.
Yes, for sure. That's the pashup shah. There is an opinion of the Bahag though, where the Bahag is quoted by Tosis in Maseches Megillah, Maseches Erech, and the Ram quotes this Bahag that it could be that. He says at least by Nashim. When it comes to women, right, their obligation in Mikra Megillah is that's actually Shmias Megillah and not Mikra Megillah.
Right.
So it could be that Rabbi Yaakov Emden must be assuming also that when it comes to men, their mitzvah is Shmias Megillah. But by shofar, for sure, the mitzvah, there is a difficult sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. We're not going to assume the way the Rambam, the way we paskin, is that when it comes to shofar, it's Shmias Megillah. Yeah, we don't say that. I'm not sure if Rabbeinu Tam would say that you have to hold the shofar either, but yeah, that's a good point. But either way, that's how Rabbi Yaakov Emden must be assuming the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. That's what Rabbi Pesach Frank points out. And he points out another difficulty with the Shita. There's a mitzvah of Kiddush that we say Friday night. When Shabbos enters, we recite Kiddush al Hakos, right? The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim says, Zachrei al Yayin, that there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh al Hakos b'makom Su'uda. So the problem is as follows. Our practice is that one person recites Kiddush al Kos, and everyone else listens and is Yosei through the mechanism of Shomea Ka'one. So Frecht, the Har Tzvi, Ritzvi Pesach Frank on Rabbi Yaakov Emden, if you're going to assume that Shomea Ka'one is, it's as if you said it, so then when I listen to someone recite Kiddush, and that person is holding the kos, and I'm not, is ki'ilu I'm saying Kiddush without a kosher yayin. If you assume the Shomei Ka'ona is I'm being yotze through his recital of Kiddush, then it's fine, because he's the one holding the kos, and I'm being yotze with his Kiddush. However, if it's as if I said it, I'm not holding a kosher yayin. So it's kilu, I'm saying Kiddush without a kosher yayin. Everyone hear the kasha? So what Rabbi Yaakov Emden must be assuming is that even though it's true, I'm not necessarily holding the kosher yayin. My friend is holding the kosher yayin, but it could be that's okay. As long as there is a kosher yayin present and Kiddush is being said, even though maybe lechatchila there's a din that you're supposed to hold on to the kosher yayin, you're supposed to hold on to the Kiddush cup, but b'diyeved, or in the case of Shomea Ka'one, you're still yotze, it's ki'ilu, you recited Kiddush al hakos, even if someone else is holding on to the Kiddush cup. And there are many poskim who assume this way as well, b'diyeved, even though lechatchila you're supposed to hold on to the Kiddush cup, but b'diyeved, if it was on the table and someone said Kiddush, you'd be yotze, it's ki'ilu, you said Kiddush al hakos. So too, when it comes to Shomea Ka'one, if someone else is holding on to the Kiddush cup, and I'm being yotze through Shomea Ka'ona, even if you assume, like Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Beis Halevi, that Shomea Ka'ona is as if I'm saying it, it's still, in this case, as if I'm saying it al kos, even though someone else is holding on to it. And if you assume like that, if you assume like that, we can understand the very difficult comment of the Magen Avraham. What does the Magen Avraham say? So we know that there is a major machlokas Rishonim when it comes to Shomea Ka'ona. Do I have to understand the words that the person is saying, or is it enough to hear the words? So all the Rishonim assume that when it comes to every language except Lashon HaKodesh, in order to be Yosei anything through Shomea Ka'one, it has to be that you understand that language. There's a Machlokas Rishonim when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, whether you have to understand the words of Hebrew that the person is saying. Rashi assumes that when it comes to Hebrew, it's okay, even if you don't understand that you can be Yosei through Shomea Ka'one. And the other Rishonim assume even when it comes to Hebrew, even with Hebrew, you have to understand the words in order to be Yosei through Shomea Ka'one. Why would it matter? Right. What do you mean? No, so that's exactly what we're discussing. So the Magen Avraham. So wait a second. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that our minug is that we're mekel, that when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand the Lashon HaKodesh, if you're listening, you can be yotze. Yeah, that is how we paskin. But the Magen Avraham writes that lechatchila you shouldn't do that. Lechatchila you shouldn't rely on that. Lechatchila, if you don't understand even Lashon HaKodesh, what you should do is you should recite along the words with the person that's saying it. So let's say when it comes to Kiddush, let's say you don't understand the words of Kiddush. So what's proper to do is, says the Magen Avraham, you should recite Kiddush along with the person who is saying Kiddush. So they'll say the words and you'll follow suit.
Even though the Mekadesh, the one who's making Kiddush, doesn't have to understand.
Correct. So, but the one who's being Yotze through Shomei Ka'ona, because Shemiah has to be that in order to tap into Shomei Ka'ona, you have to understand what's going on. You have to understand the words. Otherwise, there's no connection between the Mashmiah and the Shomea. So when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, it could be that Lashon HaKodesh circumvents that requirement, but others assume that even by Lashon HaKodesh, you have to understand the words of Lashon HaKodesh. It says the Magen Avraham, since that's the case, lechatchila, b'dieved you don't have to, but lechatchila, it's proper for, he's talking about a woman, but anyone who doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, anyone who doesn't understand the words of Kiddush or benching or whatever you're being Yosei through Shomei Ka'one, you should try to recite along the person who is reciting it out loud. That's the Magen Avraham writes. And he says this even by Kiddush. So what's the problem? Oh, and you're not holding the kos. The Magen Avraham says, let's say you have a person who doesn't understand Kiddush. So he should say the words alongside the one who's actually being Mekadesh holding the kos. The problem is, Shkoyich, you're saying the words, but you're not holding the kos shel yayin. So what the Magen Avraham must be assuming is like this Rabbi Yaakov Emden and all these other poskim who assume that in order to be Yotze, Kiddush al-Hakos, you don't actually have to hold on to the koshel yayin. It's sufficient to say the words, and someone in the vicinity is holding a koshel yayin. That's ki'ilu, you're baking a kiddush al kos. Just the Magen Rambam is assuming like that shita as well, not necessarily taking a stand on Shomei Ka'one per se, but taking a stand on, in terms of kiddush al kos, that you can be yotze even if you're not directly, you're not actually holding on to the koshel yayin. How much time do we have?
5 minutes.
Okay, we're going to run through the next two sources. Another important shita who seems to be assuming like the Beis Halevi and the Yavetz is a very, very interesting comment of the Ragged Shavar. So when it comes to Mikra Megillah, the Ramah quotes a minug that we know from the Gemara that the Aseres B'nei Haman are supposed to be said B'neshima Achas. Right? And the Ramah quotes the minug in source 8 that the entire tzibur should say the Aseres B'nei Haman with the Baal Kore. The question is why, right? Yeah, the din of neshima achas that the Aseres B'nei Haman, it should be said in one breath by the Baal Kore, and the Ramah writes that the tzibur is supposed to try to do that as well. The question is why? Why is that any different than the rest of the Megillah that were Yotze through Shomei Ka'one? Why, when it comes to the Aseres B'nei Haman, which are said B'neshima Achas, we're not Yotze through Shomei Ka'one? The minig is that we're supposed to read it alongside or before the Baal Kore. Right. But it's specifically this by Neshima Achas that the Ramah, there's a real kapeid on this one. There's more of a kapeid on this one. So the question is why? So the Ragged Shavar explains, he doesn't quote the Beis Halevi, but he assumes like the Beis Halevi, that since Shomea Ka'one is as if you said it, Shomea Ka'one, it doesn't mean that you're being Yotze through the Dibur, through the Kriya of the person who's actually saying it. It's as if you said it. So let's say you listen to the Baal Kore read the Aseres B'nei Haman B'Neshima Achas. It's as if you read Aseres B'nei Haman, but you didn't do B'Neshima Achas. Exactly the same as Kol Ram. It's ki'ilu, you said it, but you didn't say B'Neshima Achas. You're breathing nicely the whole time. You took five breaths in between, but you may have said it, but you're not Yotze this idea of Neshima Achas. So says the Ragged Shavar, that's the basis for the Ramah's practice, the minug, that the entire tzibur should also read the Aseres B'nei Haman B'Neshima Achas and not be Yotze through Shomei Ka'one, because again, he's assuming that Shomei Ka'one is as if you said it. But the problem is, as if you said it, you didn't do it the same way the person who, the Baal Kori did it. The Baal Kori said B'Neshima Achas, you didn't say B'Neshima Achas. And that's why he assumes that we can't rely on Shomei Ka'one when it comes to Aseres B'nei Haman. And one last very important source that Eitan brought up beforehand is that there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tesvis, comes up in a few places in Shas, as to what to do if the person is in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and the Chazan starts Chazaras HaShatz, and they get up to Kiddusha. So what is the person in the middle of Shmona Esrei supposed to do? So Rashi says that what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to be quiet and listen, because Shomei Ka'one. And that's how we paskin. Right? You're supposed to stop your Shmona Esrei. You're supposed to listen and to be mechavin, to be yosef with the kedusha, right? Shomei Ka'one, fine. Taisa says, I don't understand what's Rashi talking about. Manashach, if Shomei Ka'one is as if you said it, then it's a hefsek. It's as if you said it, so it's a hefsek. So why would we recommend to stop and listen? You're being mafsek in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So says Tosis, it's better to keep going. Don't be mechavin to be yotzi, because Shomei Ka'one would be a hefsek in your tefillah. We don't pass him like the sheet of Tosis. But what's this machlokas Rashi and Tosis about? So obviously, at first glance, this machlokas is dependent on the machlokas that we had beforehand. If you assume Shomei Ka'one is as if you said it, then I understand what Tosis is talking about. Tosis is a hefsek. It's as if you said kedusha in the middle of your Shmona Esrei. That's a hefsek in the middle of your Shmona Esrei. However, if you assume that Shomei Ka'one is not ki'ili, you said it. It's your being Yotze through his dibor. You haven't said anything, so it's not necessarily going to be a hefsek in your Shemona Esrei. So it could be that this machlokas, Rashi and Tosis, depends on the machlokas between the Beis Halevi and Rabbi Salmi Vilna, and the machlokas between the Yavis and the Raman, all these other machlokas that we have had up until now, as to how to understand Shomei Ka'one. Just one last point before we start Ma'ariv. There are other poskim who give different reasons why Shomei Ka'one wouldn't work by Birchas Kohanim. Meaning the Beis Halevi assumed because you need the idea of Kol Ram, and Shomei Ka'one doesn't give you the idea of Kol Ram, making it audible. And Rabbi Tzalmi Vilna thought that, no, Shomei Ka'one does work. Okay, that's my focus. The Netziv says something fascinating. The Netziv assumes in a tshuva that for a different reason, Shomei Ka'one would not work by Birchas Ka'onim, and he says because Birchas Ka'onim is a form of a tefillah. How is it a tefillah? If you think about the words, the Ka'onim are davening on behalf of the tzibor that they should be blessed. Every bracha, the Nefesh HaChaim, Ruchaim Elazar speaks about this, how brachas are really forms of tefillos. So here, the bracha of the Kohanim is really a tefillah on behalf of the tzibor. And just like we assume when it comes to tefillah, if a person is able to daven on their own, they're not supposed to be yotze through Shomei Ka'one. It's based on a passage of the Talmud Yerushalmi, that a person is able to daven on their own, they're not yotze through Shomei Ka'one when it comes to tefillah. So says the Netziv, so too when it comes to Birchas Kohanim, since Birchas Kohanim is a form of a tefillah, therefore, they should not be yotze through Shomei Ka'one. That's the opinion of the Netziv. And there is more of a discussion of Pesach Pesach Frank and the Stipler and his Chidushim and Brachos have different reasons as to why Shomei Ka'one would not work by Duchening, but we'll leave that for another time. Okay. Yasha Koyach.